issues that are associated with them, as well as the agricultural zoning district and the particulars involved with that. The conservation section of the plan basically describes techniques that the county can consider implementing in order to preserve more open lands in their undeveloped state. The parks and recreation section of the plan includes some ideas on what the county can do in continuing to work with others in expanding recreation facilities, particularly trails, and in preserving the what the plan calls the green ribbon of preserved open space throughout the county. And lastly in that section, or lastly on this screen, there is talk about continuing to provide assistance to certain other park and recreation providers on a case-by-case basis. The county will evaluate that. The water and wastewater section of the plan talks about, for example, who should be providing public water service to various areas of the county, who should be providing a public wastewater service where it could be either a public or a private entity. With regard to housing, the plan discusses some of the initiatives that the county has undertaken in recent years to address the affordable housing program, including the moderately priced housing unit program that the county has adopted. And there's also discussion of some of the other things that the county does in regard to spending community development block grant monies, CDBG, and some of the assistance that the county provides to nonprofit agencies in their strive to continue and to expand affordable housing opportunities. Economic development, that is the providing new jobs and additional real estate tax revenues from business, that's a major subject of this comprehensive plan. And in the plan, we talk a little bit about some of the initiatives that have been done and will be done in the future out at the Industrial Air Park. The county's goal of diversifying the county's economy is noted in the plan, and various techniques for promoting education and training are noted in there, as well as the idea of getting a firmer handle through an economic target market analysis on what type of private sector firms or investors might be best suited for the assets and the constraints that exist here in Sussex County. Historic preservation is also touched on in the plan. The idea of reviewing proposals for demolishing historic buildings, the idea of promoting a similar type review by towns within their area of interest, and just the general notion that the county, as possible, should be trying to provide more information and sharing that information on historic features in the county, as well as the idea of using historic character as one criteria for the county to make decisions with regard to variances and conditional uses. Intergovernmental coordination is the part of the comprehensive plan that talks about how the county interacts with its constituent municipalities, with the state, with other counties, and when I say the state, of course, I'm referring to various state agencies. The idea of community design takes a little bit of a closer look at what the county can do through regulations and through other means, providing incentives, to ensure that subdivisions and land developments that are proposed, approved, and constructed, that they adopt some of the better planning and site design techniques. And that would include the traditional neighborhood design idea, the idea of linking different developments through trails and other linked open spaces. And we also want to make sure that the appropriate buffering is present. We want to discuss the concept of expanding cluster development and make sure that the developments pass muster with regard to impervious surface regulations, as well as the idea of encouraging green architecture, site design, et cetera. The mobility element was prepared in coordination with the county by DLDOT, and some of the things that are discussed in that chapter are noted on this screen. The sub-area plans, that is taking a closer look on a comprehensive basis at certain areas within the county, the special development tax districts, alternatives